Ephatha, be opened. That was the prayer, or perhaps the command, that Jesus offered on behalf of the deaf man. Now, many of the early Christian fathers have commented on who this man was. They'll point out that as a man from the Decapolis, he would not have been a Jew. He was outside of God's revelation. So he was not only physically deaf, but his physical deafness served as a sign for his spiritual deafness. He was not only deaf to the world, he was deaf to God. Which should prompt us to ask ourselves, how many of us are deaf to God? A few years back, the Washington Post did a little bit of an experiment. If you're a classical music aficionado, you might know the name Josh Bell. I didn't. But he was generally recognized as one of the greatest violinists living in the world today. He has played before the heads of state all around the world. He's recorded with the best orchestras. He was named America's best classical musician. And so the Washington Post convinced him to set up shop in a subway station during rush hour. He was in plain clothes. He set his violin case out to collect tips, and he played for 45 minutes. They set up hidden cameras, and you used to be able to find the video on YouTube. During those 45 minutes, exactly 1,097 people passed by. And of those 1,097 people who passed by, only 7 stopped to listen. He is perhaps the greatest violinist in the world, playing on a violin that was made in the 1700s. It was valued at $4 million. And he was playing some of the most complicated classical violin pieces. You know, these are not throwaway songs, but were works of epic beauty that have endured through the centuries. To go see this man play, the cheap seats would cost $100. And yet, only 7 people stopped to listen. In fact, he was playing for a full 3.5 minutes before the first person ever even looked at him. I don't blame them. They were in a hurry. They had other things on their mind, places to be. But they had beauty at their fingertips, and they didn't even notice. Some were interviewed a few hours later, and they couldn't even remember that there had been a violinist even at the station. They didn't even know music was playing. They weren't listening. They were deaf to beauty that was right in front of them, and they didn't even notice. It's very easy for us to fall into the same thing. Our lives are extremely busy. We rush through our day, we rush through our week, we rush through the month, moving from one thing to another thing. And if we are not careful, it can be very easy to miss the beauty that is at our fingertips. God is there. The source of beauty, the source of truth, the source of goodness, justice, love. All of these things are at our fingertips. But if we're not careful, it can be very easy to go by and not even notice that music was ever even playing. To not notice that all along, God was there. Just waiting for us to look at him. We can't let that happen. We cannot be deaf to God. And so we must train ourselves to take notice of him, to take intentional efforts to look to him. And often the best way to do this is moments of quiet. each and every day to take a few moments where we step away from the busyness of our world and look to God. To take those moments of prayer. And I know in homes with small children, 5 minutes of quiet are a rarity, maybe even an impossibility. But we must try and try and try again to etch those moments out. And if we have a little bit more availability, I would even encourage you to find a place and sign up for an hour of adoration. 1 hour a week. To still our hearts, to stop the motion, to be quiet before God, and to recognize, to see, to be attentive to the beauty that is at our fingertips. Don't walk by without ever looking at it. We must learn to be open to God speaking to us. Epitha, be opened. Jesus said it to the deaf man in the gospel today, and he says it to us as well. Be opened.